Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome to enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean again today. We're actually broadcasting live out of Michigan. Folks, on Saturday we had left and we drove 11 hours. We got up the next day, we drove a couple more hours. We are literally right on the border of Michigan and Canada. I mean, literally right across the bridge from where we're at in St. Clair, Michigan right now. Why so, you might ask yourself the question. Well, we were just doing an event. It was 2 days ago here, Sunday night. Once we got in, we did an event about 6 o'clock that evening. And then we are gearing up again to go ahead and do three more events. We got one coming up here in KPAC, Michigan. That's at Hollywood Meadows Golf Course. Interesting, 4855 KPEC Road. That will be Wednesday, December 6th at 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And then we have another one in Caledonia, Michigan, 3555 68th Street. That will be December 7th. I suspect it'll probably start the same time. And then also 800 East Michigan Avenue, Marshall, Michigan. That one will be December 8th. I would suspect the best time for you to probably be there is probably 6 o'clock. Probably starts between 6:30 and 7. So with that said, friends, that's what we're doing. Luke 10:19, giving us the power to do what we're supposed to do in the process of seeking and saving that which is lost, which is found in Luke 19:10. So with that much said, we've got a lot to cover here. I do want to let you know that phone lines are accessible. You can see our studios in our current hotel room here in St. Clair, Michigan. You can call in at any time. The number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also, check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of that page, subscribe to the page, then go to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page and subscribe to the live feed through Rumble while we still can. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. If you want to call in at any time, please do. Phone lines are accessible through Comrex, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want to show you something really quick because when you're on the road as much as we are, literally, as you all the well know, unless you're a new viewer or a new listener here, we are somewhere different in the United States of America every given month. Well, it just happens to be that we're in Michigan for the 50th time at the end of 3 years going into 4 years now. 50 times we've been called to Michigan. And the reason is, friends, is people are calling us back to give them a message that they haven't heard before. But in the process of doing so, on the way out here or any other place, if we're going to the East Coast, if we're going to the West Coast, it matters not. If we're just going to Texas or we're going another direction, maybe towards Denver, every direction we go in the United States of America, friends, when it's time to get something to eat, right? We all have to eat. You know what's available for us? options that are given by big corporations like Kentucky Fried Chicken. We see them everywhere. We see Taco Bell's everywhere. We see Pizza Hut's everywhere. We see Burger King's everywhere. We see Popeye's more down south, but those are the options given unto us. We see, if you want a cup of coffee, there's Caribou or Starbucks. We can't support Starbucks with good conscience anymore. But there's Red Lobster, there's Sonic, there's Buffalo Wild Wings. Folks, if you just want a little snack, there's Auntie Annie's pretzel sticks. These are the options given to us at every given turn across the United States of America. Why is it that we've only been given so many options, friends? Because these are the options, like politicians. I covered this the latter part of last week. Hey, folks, you know the war is going on between Popeyes and Chick-fil-A? Guess what? They're owned by the same companies. Same thing that goes with politicians. Same things that go for concerning if we give it, are given options to stop and have something to eat. Guess what, friends? They're all owned. Are you ready for this? 10 companies in the United States of America. Just show you how this is all being corporatized and monetized and monopolized. And, of course, it's about the money, but monopoly was the word that I was thinking about. And I'm just thinking about the fact that the options that are given unto us are based by the same corporations on the head under the guise of different names and corporations. Obviously, they have a variety of different foods, so on and so forth. But again, friends, isn't this interesting how everything, not just in the United States, but on a worldwide basis today, is being monopolized? All these options that we're given, friends, are not all these options. They're given unto us by the same corporations. What you're looking at on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now are the 10 companies that control more than 50 brands that are giving you all of these options. Arby's is included, forgive me. Blatsky's is included, forgive me. Panera Bread is another one. Folks, anything and everything that you know of, all these names that I've just highlighted, I'm sure you've heard of before. Longhorn Steakhouse. You can go down to another company that has a part of this monopoly that does the same thing, and they own such as Outback Steakhouse and a couple other businesses, so on and so forth. But again, these are all popular names. And I think it should be rather disturbing to the people that the little guy's been completely shut down for the most part across the country, especially during the pandemic. And again, it's all driving us towards what? The more than 50 brands and options that have been given unto us by the companies, yes, Postage Script, by the very companies that have aggrandized their wealth 27%. Across the world during the pandemic. That's why we always look for the little guy. The little guy is the one that we want to support because these bigger companies have forgotten where they've come from. There's no, how do I say this? There is no customer service. Anybody and everybody that works at these restaurants, again, for the most part, anybody can test me on this. There's no customer service because there's no affiliation to those that have skin in the game, per se, speaking metaphorically, concerning if their business goes or it doesn't go. And what's worse is if you have some sort of a complaint, nobody compares about or really cares about that either. And if you want to bring it up the flagpole, you keep going up to these corporate ladders only to find out you're talking to a computer. Friends, I just wanted to show you this because these options that are given unto us are the same options that are being given unto you. Again, they're owned by the same company. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to Get to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. Broadcasting live here in Michigan. I wanted to let you know, on top of what you think you already know, because I know there's a lot of people that say I already know this, the fact of the matter is a lot of people don't know it. That's why we continuously reiterate the point in giving information to those that don't know. So if you do know, praise God that you know. There's a lot of people that don't know, and that's what we're doing on live radio here today. One of the things that I did want to cover, and it's very pertinent concerning what's going on in this country right now, and the first thing I think of is Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, how the foreigner will be made the head and you'll be made the tail. Well, that's where we're at right now. We're beginning to slowly see this incrementally. When you look at the judgments of God, again, throughout Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15 to 46, Deuteronomy chapter 28, starting in 15, going to 68, you'll understand perfectly as to what I'm talking about as the American people are falling to judgment little by little. And what's worse, many people don't know Scripture enough to understand what is in fact happening. The message from heaven right now is, listen, if man's not going to preach, then I'm going to by circumstance, and I'm going to bring judgment upon the heads of the American people that have failed to keep my commandments. Read Proverbs 7:2, and again, you'll understand perfectly. And when we look to the southern border right now, what we're finding, friends, stuff that we already know, we're friends with Sheriff Mark Lamb. We've had him on the show a couple times, and every time I have conversations with him, I bring up the topic of, you know, what's the southern border looking right now so I can convey it to the people. And he'll be the first one to tell me, Bradley, things are getting worse, not better. And when you look at why things are getting worse and not better, we've already expressed that as well. We had the guys from War Room on live, boots on the ground on the southern border, sharing with the American people through this broadcast, sonsoflibertyradio.com, concerning the severity of the illegals that are not only being driven over into America, but allured by our said representative government, which are in fact are committing the act of treason. Read Article 3, Section 3, and put that up to Scripture, Luke 22:48. And what we found out concerning the said reporter that was boots on the ground, We found out that the Biden administration was working with the drug cartels. We've known this for decades in this country. As a matter of fact, if you look at the CIA and the FBI, they're the drug dealers, friends, bringing forth supply where the demand is made. And that's who, in fact, is drug trafficking. Well, so it should come as no surprise that Biden's actually working with the drug cartels and the Mexican cartels in driving people to the southern border into America. We brought that information to you, and it just keeps getting worse and worse. And you're being distracted within by the mainstream media and the useful idiots by having these little showdowns between two corrupt politicians, both accusing each other of what they're both guilty of, and the American people are entertained by that. Do remember that pain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. So while you're being entertained, you're being invaded. Congratulations. You're pretty smart. You really are Americans. And what are we finding out now? Well, we're just finding out now, friends. This is coming from the dailycaller.com. Federal agents say that they're stuck babysitting illegal immigrants instead of stopping criminals. Why is it that the border agents are not allowed to deal with these criminals by stopping them? Because the American people, 329.5 million of them, are allowing their corrupt politicians to barter with Mexican drug cartels across the border and driving them over to America. Americans, the mass amount of you are sitting back waiting for a couple guys to sacrifice themselves in protecting you from illegals that mean to come over here illegally. And can I stop there for a moment and ask you the question, if they're going to come over here illegally, how do you suppose they're going to act when they get into America? Illegally. And that's the proof that they're going to bring forth. We showed you a couple videos of illegals being busted stealing in a local store just a couple weeks back. They completely mocked our law. And I'll tell you why they mocked our law, because they're mocking the American people. And why are they mocking the American people? Because the American people are mocking God by not obeying him and dealing with the corrupt that are luring these illegals into America in the first place. So again, piggybacking off this topic, friends, you have federal agents saying that they're stuck babysitting illegal immigrants instead of stopping criminals. Why is that? That sounds like our military men, when they were over in Afghanistan, watching guard over the drug trade, because that's what it was about, the opium trade. They were using our military to do that. And then when it was time to stop some of the bad guys that the CIA-controlled Mockingbird media cast into our minds, for some reason or another, our military, their arms were tied behind their back, and they were not allowed to deal with the bad guys. Anybody paying attention to what's going on here? I hope so. I truly hope so. Because you're endangering the lives of not only yourself and your neighbors, but your families, your friends, your children, by tolerating this nonsense, friends. And it continues on. And just when you didn't think it could get any worse, let me show you this one as well, friends. This is the postmillennial.com just reported today. On top of the 900% increase of Chinese nationals coming into the border, as Fox News reported it, it's interesting that they're now telling us that now 168 more Chinese illegal immigrants are crossing into California. Guess what they're carrying, friends? Suitcases. I need to pause here for a moment, because I need you to think about what's going on. What happened to the terrorism problem, friends? I mean, let me just reiterate some of the things that you need to hear. You go through the airport, the TSA violates the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights concerning Americans. But if you want to cross into the border illegally, you don't have to do that. By the way, the TSA was implemented right after September 11th. And let me remind you that after September 11th, something else that was created was called the Department of Homeland Security. And the first thing they did was label Americans 72 times over as the domestic terrorists, not foreigners. If only people would listen to our forefathers, who knew better than anybody else that if terrorism ever comes into this country, it's going to come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. When are Americans going to pay attention that we are not under attack by a foreign country? not a foreign government. We're being attacked by those that have played the Judas and are playing the Judas within our own system of government. When America turned their back on God and played the Judas towards him, he allowed it to fall to the American people. And in fact, that's exactly where we're at today. Hey, folks, you have 168 Chinese illegal immigrants crossed into California carrying suitcases. It's being reported. This is not normal. Our country is being invaded. Of course it is. And I want to tell you why it's going to be invaded and why it is being invaded. Because of what the American people have allowed their politicians to do to their prospective countries. These people want revenge on Americans. Americans can sit back and blame their politicians all that they want to. It is not going to fly in the face of heaven or anybody that has the mind of the Spirit. Anybody that knows the Word of God, anybody knows the Constitution of the United States of America, knows who the fault belongs to and where the fault lies concerning the front doors. And it's not just the politicians. It's the American people that tolerate the politicians to do the things that they do. Folks, they're already headlong into hell, your politicians. Many of them are 70 and 80 years old. They don't care. They've done their bidding, and the American people have done nothing but mock these corrupt Fed representatives that have at length, again, incrementally destroyed this country and opening the borders to those that hate our guts. Americans, if we're on the side of the Lord, we're going to agree with the Lord that America, nobody deserves what's going on more than this country. You're being invaded. You've been told 100,000 times over the last how many years. You're being lied to by your favorite politicians because you fail to judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16-20. And what do you get? More of this. And this is what I'm trying to avoid, friends, more of this. And yet we're here. Folks, I'm going to take a quick break real quick, and I got some phone calls coming up. If you want to call in, please do. Let's hold the scripture. If you want to add to, you want to take away, that's totally fine. We can go ahead and contend for the faith, Jude 3:4. But the fact of the matter is we're going to call it to the way it is here. Truth makes men free, John 8:32. And as long as we find him and we follow him, we're going to know the truth for ourselves, whether that we're under judgment or under the blessings of God. It matters not. Because if we're under this judgment, we need to seek the face of the Lord on the behalf of the innocent in this country and allow the guilty to be taken headlong with their favorite politician into the very hell that they've allowed their favorite politicians to create. I know we're all sick of it, friends, but some are more sick of it than others are by actually doing something about the problem. Read Isaiah 58:12. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The latest front in the fight over abortion is a push in places like Texas to ban so-called abortion traffickers. These abortion traffickers drive pregnant women to another state where the procedure is legal. Senator John Fetterman got Representative George Santos to unknowingly make a video on the celebrity video message platform Cameo, telling Senator Bob Menendez, whom Fetterman wants to resign over charges he acted as a foreign agent to Egypt, to stay strong. Santos is now available for messages on Cameo, but had no idea that Bobby from Jersey was Bob Menendez. Derek Chauvin has left the hospital. The former Minneapolis police officer convicted in the murder of George Floyd behind bars again after being stabbed 22 times by a fellow inmate. Corey Myers, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Into the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Michigan. Again, this is what I love about the mainstream media and today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, who are good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. Matthew 5:13, and I don't say that facetiously, friends. I say that with all seriousness, because when the American people understand that that is nothing but a fraud, a fraudulent representation of conservatives falling under false pretenses in a seemed manner, acting in such a way that is contrary to their very titles, then and only then will people begin to take a stand against that nonsense and say that is not a conservative, that is not a patriot, that is not a Christian, which all derives itself from the Christ concerning patriots and conservatives, so on and so forth. But it's absolutely amazing that we'll listen to the news the way that we just listened to. And keep in mind, again, 94% of all of their narrative is controlled under six corporations through the Mockingbird Media. And what you need to understand, Americans, is you just heard online all of these said representatives in the United States of America that want to make sure that women have a right to murder their baby. These are the same said representatives that are the ones that are saying to the illegals, come into America. We'll give you welfare dollars. We'll give you rent money. We'll give you food stamps. We'll give you a car. You need to understand and, again, quite clearly understand who your enemies are, because, again, they are not without. They are within the United States of America. They want to make sure that your babies are murdered. These are the ones that are alluring the illegals into, again, the United States of America. Let's go ahead and take Chris from Virginia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Bradley, love you, man.
Thank you, sir.
I love you, man. Hey, I was going to bring up the news because I'm like, why does GCN use the communist news? Because the lady said there was Chauvin who murdered George Floyd was stabbed 20 times. Like, that's just total bias, as you know. That's commie.
Well, they're trying to resurrect this. If you listen last week, I don't think that they intended to say it, but they always do. As the saying goes, give them enough rope, they'll always hang themselves. Well, that's exactly what they did. But what they said is the man that was responsible for stabbing Chauvin is, in fact, first of all, a former FBI agent, but he was basically celebrating Black Lives Matters the day that he stabbed him, which is the face to who Black Lives Matter is. And I'm talking about the radicals that they put on the top, because at the bottom, that's not at all who they are. But to keep in mind what's going on with Chauvin right now, notice the timing that Minneapolis Falling comes out in that documentary, right when it comes out by Liz Collins and Alpha News out of Minnesota. These are friends of mine. Right when that comes out, Chauvin out of nowhere gets stabbed in federal prison, and then they begin to resurrect the whole thing once again. What we have here, my friends, is a bunch of commies trying to create domestic insurrection to create more of this nonsense all over the United States of America. That is, in fact, what is happening.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, I can't believe GCN uses that for their news.
Well, I'm going to have a little talk from him, or with him, I should say, because I've heard this from quite a few people now, and I will bring it up to him to see what his thoughts are on this.
Awesome. But, hey, Bradley, did you catch the latest episode of Yellowstone?
No, don't watch TV,
that?
Brother.
How about that latest? No, I'm just kidding. But it's amazing, dude. The normalcy bias out here in the fruited plain is nauseating. But you know what? We're going to get what we deserve. And I heard someone comment that all these politicians, all these scumbags in Washington, that it's interesting, they all probably have backup plans. They're all probably planning. If any of them can look in the mirror and go about their day knowing that America is going to fall, and they got a backup plan, supposedly, right?
Yeah.
That's one thing I wanted to say. That should make everybody
very
angry.
Let me respond to that, Chris, because these are things that I think of, too. And there's no doubt in my mind they think that's going to happen. These are the people that are trying to create a world without my father. It's never going to happen. Never has happened in the past. I don't care how great our technology is today. They go ahead and try all that they want to. But if you look in Scripture, the Lord is using the bad guys as much as anybody else to chastise his people. And if the people don't want to take heed to his chastisements, then he will judge them. But if you look throughout Scripture, the people that are used to judge his children, once judgment is done for his children, judgment falls back on them much more severe. So they can go ahead and think what they all that they want to think, but the fact of the matter is they're going to fall just like everybody else is. You can rest assured and rest in the Word that is exactly what's going to happen, because that's what the Lord, his story, teaches us every step of the way.
That makes me feel better, Bradley, because that means God is in control no matter what, no matter how
Amen.
Evil the evil is.
He is.
That's amazing. One more thing, I'll let you go. These illegals coming in here, I'm convinced that they are an army that's going to fight MAGA. And I am not giving up my AR-15. I wanted to say that more than anything else. Not putting words in your mouth. I'm not giving up my AK-47. I'm not giving up my AR-15. Because guess what? I'm going to need them.
Yeah. Well, that's why they're Yeah, thank you, Chris. That's why they're trying to take them away from you. P.S. That's the whole reason the Second Amendment was given. I am so tired of these pansies talking about how they want to keep their guns because they want to make sure that they can hunt. They all the well know that's not why they have their guns, a majority of them. They know why they have that gun or that weapon that they have in their possession. I mean, if you look at gun sales, just for a word of encouragement to people, if you want to put your trust there, which I'm not, but it is a sign that people are paying attention. Gun sales have been skyrocketing over the last 3 years. Skyrocketing. Okay? And yet, what do you see? Just like I told you right before Chris, before he called in, friends, what do you see? The same people that are alluring the illegals into America are the same ones trying to make sure that women can murder their babies. These are also the same corrupt Judases that are trying to disarm you. You have a Second Amendment right. And I have highlighted this so many times that I don't even know what I need to say. There's restrictive declaratory measures given in the preamble of the Bill of Rights to make sure that those said representatives understand that they are our God-given rights. And if you want to maintain your rights, friends, then you're going to have to fight for them. First Timothy 6:2. Well, some will say, well, Bradley, can you show me in Scripture where what happens when they don't have weapons in their hands or where they're supposed to arm themselves? Yeah, I can. Matter of fact, if you look in 1 Samuel 13:22, what does it say? Samuel, the appointed king by the people, the desire of the people, not the Lord, 1 Samuel 8. But going to 1 Samuel 13:22, what does it tell us, friends? It tells us that Saul and Jonathan were the only ones that had weapons, which tell us as to how Israel was in servitude in a state of slavery under the Philistines. How did the Philistines rule over that of the children of Israel? The children of Israel were disarmed. The best way to enslave a people is to disarm them, said George Mason. Hey, folks, people are getting wise to what's going on, but I'm here to tell you, going back to what Chris just said, with the illegals coming in and their military-aged men, that's all by design. This is all by design. And the fact of the matter is, hopefully, them people are going to come in and they're going to understand how they're being used as well. Isn't it interesting, my friends, how everybody's at each other's throat, metaphorically speaking? Everybody's mad at everybody, but yet nobody knows why they're mad at each other. See, this is what's so awesome about knowing the Word. This is what's so awesome about knowing the Constitution. The only ones that are warring against each other are those that are not taking the time to know the responsible parties concerning those that are creating the narrative to war. Hey, Americans, everybody's at each other's throats. And if that's the case, you're mad at the wrong people. You have to pay attention to who's driving the war narrative, who's driving the divide and conquer narrative. Those are the people that you need to deal with. They're the ones that are violating the law. They're the ones trying to create this domestic insurrection. They're the ones, at the end of the day, which I've been saying since day one, that are trying to create a war within the United States of America. Nobody's fueling that narrative more than the mainstream media's useful idiots and corrupt politicians. Nobody's fueling that narrative more than corrupt politicians and the mainstream media's useful idiots. If they want a war, let them have the war. Americans, if they want a war, let them go in and fight the war that they create. Because this and this alone is what's going to put the wars to an end. Because you know those that are creating the war will never in a million years fight that war. They want somebody else to do it for them, friends. Because to the warmongers, it's about dollars and cents. Period. Read Smedley Butler's book, War is a Racket. Do yourself a favor. Take 2 hours, read the book. You'll understand perfectly as to what's going on. The warmongers are at it again, and the people need to put down the warmongers and hold them responsible. And if they want to fight, let's put them in a ring. Let them fight it out, friends. We can all sit back and watch them fight to the death rather than innocent boys across our country being sent to fight unconstitutional war. That's what I say we do. Folks, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We got another call. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we're going to come right back after this hard break, and we're going to get to the phone call. And I'm hopefully going to get to some other content that I wanted to highlight here for you
at
as
the
well.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy, 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I got some other things laid aside, but again, as you all well know, friends, this is the fastest hour on radio, national radio. But I did want you to see this because this is one of the things that's kind of pertinent to what we're talking about right now concerning the topic of just how corrupt things have become. Look at this. This is brand new. This is LibertyOneNews.com that just reported Rep. Barry Loudermilk says all January 6th depositions, the files, the tapes are completely missing. Also keep in mind, all of that information, there's 350 individuals that are behind bars right now for crimes they did not commit. One of the things that I've been sharing with people in these events across the country is when you look at dictatorships of the past and what we're seeing play out again, the devil, hey folks, the devil has so many cards he can play. And when you begin to pay attention to him like a good cop understands criminals, when we begin to understand his functions, he's doing it again. And what do dictators do? The first thing they do is censor free speech. The big tech companies are consolidating again. They're not relenting, friends. They're pushing the agenda forward to censor more free speech. This is to push you, friends, into an uproar, creating domestic insurrection. We have God-given rights, just to remind you, and I'm not giving up my free speech because a bunch of bad guys don't want me to. They're trying to create a world with God, and it's not going to happen. It never has, and it never will. The seed of the righteous is forever. But notice what dictatorships do. Again, proving the point. Benito Mussolini, the first thing he did was censor free speech. They've been doing the same thing here under the big tech companies for the last how many years? And then what they want to do is they want to ride roughshod over the American people by driving their lying narrative, which is 94% of the narrative that you get today. It's all baloney. It's all propaganda. It's a narrative that's just not true, friends. Okay? But with that, keep in mind, Americans, the second thing they do is jail their political opposition. Well, guess what they're doing now, friends? They're saying that we jailed them, but the depositions and files and tapes are completely missing. Well, let me take it a step further, friends. Did you also know they never had any film footage to prosecute a one and throwing them into jail for a crime they didn't commit? And yet 329.5 million people are allowing their federal government the tail to wag the dog, the state, in ruling the roost. Americans, this is unlawful. This is communist at the very worst that they are. These are these dummies that want to rule everybody else's life, but they can't rule their own. Are you going to be subject to that? Oh, my goodness, friends. Oh, my goodness. You know, a prime case in point of just that is making sure, for example, in the ministry, we cross the T's. We dot the I's to the point where our attorneys tell us, guys, you can relax a little bit. And I got to tell them, listen, we got to make sure that we're beyond reproach at every given jot and tittle, because if we're not, we're the type of ministry, because we're high profile, where they want to catch us doing something. Even if we did it inadvertently, they'd want to accuse us, because that's what they do in this country now. They accuse you. You're guilty until proven innocent. But when you're dealing with your taxes or whatever the case might be, friends, we are way beyond reproach on all of that. Again, our attorneys tell us to just, you know, mellow out a little bit. Everything's good. Everything's perfect. And we tell them, you don't understand the way that this ministry is harassed. They don't understand a lot of that. Why am I saying that? Because isn't it interesting, when you look at the tax code within itself and you look at the IRS publication, just for giving you an example here, IRS publication 557 says that we are in a system of taxation where it's a voluntary tax system. Now, you know as well as I do, if someone, and I'm not a tax protester, we pay all of our due taxes, and I'm sure more than what we need to. Everywhere we go, we're paying tax on top of tax on top of tax. Hey, friends, Thomas Jefferson said the power to tax is the power to destroy. That's exactly what they're doing. They're using our money against ourselves. But let me go back to this. So when we do all of our taxes, we're way beyond reproach. Everything is crossed. We have several people that cross-check everything we do. And the reason I'm telling you that is because we're making sure that we're accountable to people that set the code, in which, in fact, the IRS code, there isn't a code. The said laws, they're not laws, but they call them laws, are set and changed every single year only to confuse taxpayers over and over and over again. So you come to the resolution that, well, listen, I can't do it. I need to get someone that knows what they're doing. Well, you get someone that knows what they're doing, they're going to tell you the same thing. There is no absolute in the system. They want you, your said representatives, want you to be accountable to them. Well, they're accountable to nobody. That's my problem. And that should be your problem. These representatives, Americans, work for you. But if you fail to be obedient unto your God, this is what you get. You begin to see where the state begins to assume and usurp authority that was never given unto them. So if you don't want to self-govern yourself, this is what you're going to get more of. And going back to the point, what do you have? You have a bunch of said representatives allowing 350 out of the 950 that have been arrested for exercising their First Amendment right on January 6th in Washington, D.C., 350 which are in jail today, and the American people sit back and allow their said representatives to erase all the evidence. Okay. Why did they erase the evidence? because they have no evidence of guilt. That's why. Remember what I just said about Benito Mussolini? What do? Censor free speech, suppress free speech. They're doing that already. And jail your political opposition. January 6th is nothing but a warning shot over the heads of 329 million people that tolerate the crimes of a small portion of corruption in their said government. I am for reformation, friends, and it's time that we reform ourselves. Acts 20, verse 21, Matthew 3, 2, Acts 2, 38, Mark 1, 17, the list goes on. We get it right with him, and then we get it right here, because I'm tired of seeing innocent people sitting in jail for crimes that they didn't commit. And so should you. Let's take Steve. We got about 5 minutes left here. Steve from Minnesota, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Steve?
Well, I understand your dilemma when you're out traveling and there's no decent place to eat. But that's why I wrote that article that time about, hey, Caribou Coffee. And I said I solved the problem with them making me wear a mask with a thermos. So when we travel, we pack a cooler full of food, and then we sit there and have a hot plate. We cook it on the way. And actually, we kind of did a lot of that in the Army because a lot of the food was so bad, you'd wrap some potatoes in tinfoil and throw them on the engine, and they'd be done by the time you'd get wherever the convoy was going. So, you know, if people choose to be dependent, they can't complain about what their dependency causes them to have to pick from.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you're out on the road and you have your options, and I didn't say anything about taking up bad options or making bad choices. I'm just saying it's something that we've known for years. And then while doing a little research, once we got here to do an article, we started noticing the monopolization going on with the food industry as well. It's all across the board. So it's like everything the bad guys want to give us as options, they're in control of it no matter what direction we go, Steve. And if more than anything, due to the fact that on the show we're constantly giving people the answers, they have to understand that these corporations are operating in a fascist state along with the government and doing the very things that they're doing. But at the end of the day, the American people are succumbing to it and allowing their masters to give them the options they're giving them. So I
that's
want
why
people
we gotta,
to hear the fact.
That's why we got to opt out and start setting up our own choices. And them guys would be broke awful quick if we did business amongst ourselves and took the situation into our own hands. They like to pretend they're the powerful ones, but they're very vulnerable because no
Amen.
Thank you is the most powerful words in the world.
Amen. And that's, Steve, you hit it right there. They're vulnerable.
Yep.
They're scared to death. The American people are going to figure this out. Let me ask you something, Steve, real quick. We got about 30 seconds left. What would you say to the American people within that 30 seconds as a means to encourage them to get out there and get busy?
Well, I'd say that the biggest problem is once the kitchen's on fire, you don't need somebody to yell fire. You need a firefighter. And so we got to quit screaming fire and fight the fires.
Amen. Amen, dude. There it is again, Steve. Totally appreciate you, guy. Love you by what we do, folks. We'll talk to you in 23. Again, subscribe. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.